Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Torino Film Festival. I'm in company of Andrea Sprociasca, who's here not only as a member of the jury, but also to present his new TV series, Das Boot. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, before starting to talk about Das Boot, I wanted to know, how was this week for you in the jury? What kind of experience was?
It was actually a great experience. It was my second time that I'm in a jury, and the last time was 18 years ago, so it was like starting over again. And it's very interesting when you meet people from all over the world and you watch movies from all over the world, and then you realize when you're then together with the jury members in one room, you find the same perspectives on the films. I mean, there were discussions, but in terms of the final decisions, we were pretty much all on the same page, which was exciting.
What is Andrea Sprociasca looking for in a film?
I'm looking for... It's hard to say, because you don't want to go into a movie with some expectations. So in this case, I didn't read anything about any movie. I went in there completely blank, in a way, and I tried to be surprised. And I hope that I find something special or something new or something exciting, or characters that I'm really care for, or emotions, or any kind of experience. The worst thing that can happen is that you're sitting in there and people totally bored.
Yeah, I totally agree. So that's talking about Das Boot. That's not your first time working on television. I heard from the press conference. Is that correct? Or did you get involved in this?
Yes. I mean, it's if I would just work for cinema, I would need to have a job as a cab driver or something in between, because when you make a feature film, it always takes a lot of time. And if you need to pay your rent, you have to work. So working for television is something that I'm doing since I'm making movies. And but when you get the material like Das Boot, which was, you know, when I got the call, if I would be interested in directing, it was like somebody was putting me in an electric thing, and my body was almost shaking. It was really exciting, because I always wanted to tell a story that was playing in the Second World War, and so getting in touch with this material where you have this wonderful film from Wolfgang Petersen, which is exciting on one side, but it's also a burden in a way, because
you feel it intimidating in a way.
First, I thought it's amazing, because when you do something with this title, which is almost like a brand, you will know that you get awareness all over the planet. I mean, when there was the press release that I'm going to direct this show, I had never so much press for something I didn't shoot already. And so it was kind of very interesting. So I know that this show is going to be controversial, because a lot of people think they are going to see a remake of Das Boot, or they expect something different, and it started already in Germany. So there are a lot of haters, because they are big fans of the original film, and they feel that I ruined it, which is not the fact, because it's, in the end, it has nothing to do with the original film. The only similarities are a submarine, Type 7C submarine, and the crew that's going out there. But what we have in the series is this whole storyline in La Rochelle, which really expands the view on the German and French relationship during the occupation.
But it's going great in Germany, despite the haters, I mean.
Yes, I called Markus Ammann from Sky Germany last week, and I asked him how is it going, and he was excited, because it topped all the expectations. They had the best launch ever. We had doubled the figures of Babylon Berlin from a year before. The show is already sold in over 100 territories, so I'm really excited.
So we'll be watching it in England, in the UK, and then in Italy here on January 4th. So.
Yes, I mean, when you have something like this, I'm always Googling it, and so I saw some reviews from New Zealand already, which is great, because then you really know that your work is all over the planet.
During the press conference, you said that you wanted to expand the relationship, expand why, and try to understand why this young man were voluntarily getting on a submarine? Mm-hmm. Why were you interested in that?
I mean, because I have four sons, and three of them could be, you know, members of a submarine crew. And I mean, I think that not everybody back then was an evil Nazi. So there were just regular people also, and they must have fallen for the propaganda. And I mean, back then you didn't have Facebook like we are having now, or you had propaganda programs in the cinemas, and you had newspapers who were always, you know, everybody was telling the same story that Jews are bad and that the rest of the world is bad,
you
and the Nazis.
You can be easily brainwashed.
You can be. I think you can. It doesn't excuse you for everything, but when you're, I don't know, when you're 20 and you see a propaganda film where the Nazis treated the submarine crews like rock stars because they were the heroes, they had this kind of miracle weapon, and they were, in the beginning, they had a lot of success, and when you then think about that, two-thirds of the men that went out there didn't come back, it's a big drama in the end.
How did you work in terms of creating a continuity with the film, if you wanted to create a sort of a continuity?
What Peterson did in the 80s was amazing. He made very good creative choices. For example, that he and his DOP, Jost Vakhano, they decided to to make almost a documentary style. So I think it was all handheld in the submarine. They decided to paint it black inside, which is actually absurd, because when you have a very tight space, you would never paint it black. But it increased the feeling of claustrophobia. So looking at the film and the effect it had on me back then, I thought I should also head in this direction because it was working. And why should I change something just to make it different? Because I want to make it different, but for me it had no sense to paint the submarine, for example, white, and just to make a difference.
From your director point of view, what's more exciting at the moment? Directing films or directing TV series?
I mean, I make my choices based on the screenplays. Mm-hmm. So if I have a great screenplay for a TV show, I do a TV show. And for me, it's the cinema. I feel a kind of crisis because it's very hard if you work on, like, my last feature film, the Dark Valley. I think it did very well in Austria, but then it did not so well in Germany because of distribution decisions. And then you work on something for a very long time, and then it doesn't get the attention that it might have deserved, which is kind of frustrating. And everything is depending, you know, on the first weekend that, you know, people go to the cinema. And if you don't have the marketing budget of an American blockbuster, you get lost. So I would love to do a feature film again for the cinema, but I'm very specific about the screenplay.
Would you tell me something more about Vicky Krieps, who we all love from Phantom Thread?
Vicky Krieps was a total win for this boat. I've seen it before in a little Austrian film, and when we were looking for an actress, and one necessity was that she's speaking French perfectly and German perfectly, because she's from Alsace, and then she grew up, this character grew up bilingual, and if you look for actresses who are perfect in both languages and great actresses, it's a very narrow line that you have to hit. So I was very lucky that she loved the script from the first episode. When we met her, there were no other scripts. And I flew to London with the producer, and we met her while she was shooting Phantom Thread. Wow. And I think the character triggered something in her. It had maybe to do with her biography, growing up in Luxembourg, bilingual, having one grandmother being a friend of the Nazis, having the other grandmother being an enemy of the Nazis. So, and I think these are lines that go through a lot of families, and so she could totally relate to this character. And we went together on this incredible journey, because when you work for cinema, like with Paul Thomas Anderson on Phantom Thread, you have time, and you can shoot maybe in continuity. What we did was a total nightmare for her acting-wise, because she was acting in the morning with one character, and in the afternoon, the character she was acting with in the morning was already dead, so she had to play something completely different, and you know, switching from in an eight-hour story from one emotion to the next was a real big challenge, and I think she did it absolutely amazing.
I'd like to remind our listeners that Das Boot is the first season is of eight episodes.
It's eight episodes, yeah. Almost 1 hour per episode.
And you're willing to do a second season if it gets...
Definitely not.
No?
No, never. No. I spent 2 years with the submarine, and when I think I'm now 53, and how many years do I have to make movies, I don't want to go back into any submarine for the rest of my life.
Okay. Andreas, thank you so much. Good luck with your jury duties for tonight. Mm-hmm. We're all waiting to hear... Who wins the
winner is going to be, no, I'm not going to tell
and
you.
And the winner. And good luck with Das Boot and your future projects. Mm-hmm. I hope to meet you again here on FRED.
Thank you for having me.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Torino Film Festival for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.